Hey everyone, this is Zorik here again, and Emma as well, and we're just saying hello, hello, back to talk about dating and dating apps and everything that has to do with dating. And how was your week?
It was eventful.
Yeah. Okay. Do tell.
Just, you know, work-related stuff. And
Okay. Be so generic, right?
I know.
I mean, no one's listening to this, obviously. but hey, so we want to talk about Tinder again.
Okay.
But let's talk about using it and liking and not liking and super liking.
You make me feel like I have to download Tinder again just so that it's fresh on my mind.
You probably should, even though you know, your married people that you help out are not on Tinder. I hope they're not.
Do you think? I am not married, but I need all the help I can get.
No, but people that you help at work.
Right.
Right. Because if they're on Tinder and they're married, that's not a good thing for sure.
No, then we're looking at a different type of therapy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not good. But, okay, so for everyone that's been on Tinder, so when you're presented with a profile, you can either like or not like or super like.
So I remember the super like.
Yeah.
And I think I might have accidentally super liked someone or someone super liked me, and I didn't know what that meant.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I super like somebody, like their profile was good, their bio was good, their pics were attractive, and if I don't, then I'll probably just like the person because, you know, I like the person. But the thing with super likes is that if you pay for a membership, you get, I think, 5 a day. So if someone super liked you, how would you feel?
I remember, I can't remember which one it is, but like, I want to remember that someone super liked me, and I was just kind of like, okay, thanks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it shows that they just, you know, it's not, I don't like you. I really, really like you.
But I also didn't know what it meant, so I was a little bit more like, okay, thanks about it, because I didn't understand the concept.
Yeah. I mean, I think if someone super liked me, I mean, I did feel that I felt a little special.
Okay.
But
so then, you think it's just playing up to like our ability?
Ego.
Yeah.
Ding ding ding. I think so. But then it also seems kind of needy on the flip side, right?
Like if I'm super liking someone,
yeah,
like all the time, it's sort of like, pay attention to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it can go both ways, you know. I think Tinder says this. They say that you're most likely going to get a match if you do super like somebody. But I don't know. I don't know. And so, what is your? How do you do it on Tinder and Bumble? Do you just go through the profile? You know, look at the pictures. If the pictures aren't, you know, good enough, you say no, because I know it's super visual.
It is super visual. So there, I think it depends like on my mood too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And like what time of day it is. If I'm a little bit like more energetic whenever I am swiping, then I'll probably go through like pictures. And then if pictures like do justice or don't do justice, I might like just look at their profile to kind of get more information. But really I'm more basing it like my likes on the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I see someone who's maybe pictures I won't like, then I will go to the profile, because then I'm like, okay, what is this person about? Like, could they provide like some energy in a different way?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also just to kind of remind me to not be so shallow all the time.
And that's, of course, me too. And can they write a complete sentence?
Exactly.
Do they? You know what you see a lot on the profiles? It's especially for female profiles. They say grammar is important. Can you use there or their?
There or there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And okay. I mean, I think most people can. I mean, right?
I would hope so. I don't know. I mean, because that person's going there and then they are going over there.
But it could be just a, like a mistake. Come on, people make mistakes.
I mean, okay, yes. Mm-hmm. However, when I'm creating a profile, I am... My type A will kick in because, again, like, I'm thinking, okay, so this is, like, the first impression. So if you're going to base it on my looks, that's great. If you're not, if you're going to try and find something for my personality, then I need to make sure that everything else is correct. So I'll always give my profile to a close friend to proofread.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a good call. I think men for us that don't write there or there correctly, maybe we should take that advice from Emma here. Yeah, that's definitely good.
And I don't know, I always kind of have this idea of like, I can describe myself a certain way. Mm-hmm. And is that how others like will perceive me? Because I'm always worried about the, like, what is, like, I view myself a certain way. Like, how do my friends actually view me? You know?
Yeah.
And so like making sure that like, I'm not like trying to prevent false pretenses.
Mm-hmm. Because we tend to highlight our strengths and exactly. stuff that we want to show people. But
exactly.
You know.
Nobody wants to say, like, I am a heavy snorer.
I am a monster.
Right.
I'm a slob in the house or whatever. So
I hate doing the dishes, whatever your flaws are. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to admit to those.
Yeah, I play video games all day and every day.
I believe it.
No. but bio is very important, you know. But to what you said, yeah, people look at the pictures definitely because...
So when it comes to the super likes, I'm just curious to know, like, from a guy's perspective, because I'm always really thoughtful and very particular about the pictures that I post or that I use. And so I'm just curious to know from a guy's perspective, like, what is it that you're looking for? And then, like, I'm more than happy to give you feedback on that too.
Yeah. I think the number one thing is a nice smile. Definitely a nice smile.
So does that mean like teeth or no teeth in the picture?
I mean, I got to see every teeth.
Okay. Tooth?
Tooth. Grammar. I was going to say teeth. Teeth. So for me, it's teeth. And then also I like pictures where they're doing something. I don't know. Like lately I've seen a lot of pictures where they're skiing, right? Okay. And I like skiing. So, So I would definitely like to kind of meet that person because we have this same commonality. We like to ski. We like to do different things and outdoor things. So like outdoor pics are cool. You know, what I don't like is the profile picture where there's four or five people in every picture.
Yes.
It's where's freaking Waldo in every photo.
Right. Yeah. And I feel like if I use a picture where someone else is in the group, then I'm going to put that one in the middle and then I'm going to really highlight like individual pictures of myself and then I'll stick that one in there. Mm-hmm. Because for me, it's like, oh, look, she has friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Versus... Who is she? Like, which one is it in the picture?
Yeah. I think also there has to do with social proof to show that you have cool friends or something like that. Or you have attractive friends or, you know. So I don't know.
I know my friends are attractive and but they're listening to this and saying, heck yeah.
Yeah. Of course. I don't like those pictures. I don't know. I just, pictures are very important.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because whenever you go on Tinder, the first thing you see is a picture.
Exactly.
Right. And then when you mash on their face, it's your bio comes up and you can see all that stuff.
Right.
So everyone out there, make sure your pictures are good.
Yeah. I always look for I like individual pictures. Like, you know, just seeing like the guy doing something in an event. I notice this a lot of like guy profiles is that they'll always have pictures of themselves with girls. And so I don't know.
Well, what if, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. And so it's kind of like I don't know what's going on in this picture. And so,
I think it says, hey, this is the kind of girl I want.
Okay.
I think some people even put their exes, which is a bad move. Don't put your ex on there.
Yeah.
But
how is that going to benefit you?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's showing you can get a girl or the person can get a girl. I don't know.
I mean, I understand if it's like a family picture.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool, that's great. I'm going to choose to not post a picture of my family on my profile.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about people who post their kids? On? As a therapist, are you for or against?
I'm going to not answer as a therapist.
Oh,
can okay. I just answer as me?
As a human? Okay, sure. We can do that.
So just as me being mm-hmm. me, being Emma, the moment that I see a kid and mm-hmm. I'll like automatic, like when I see a kid, I look at the profile.
Yeah.
And I want to know if this is a niece or a nephew or if this is a child like of theirs. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of, then that's where I make my decision based on the profile.
Yeah.
So I'm very hesitant about it because I understand like they're a part of their life and their parents. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just naturally hesitant.
Yeah.
This is just me. This is not all women in the world. This mm-hmm. is just me.
Yeah. I think for me, I'm not a parent, don't have any kids, but I think it's, I'm indifferent, but I think it shows, upfront that they do have a kid because some people don't
like
even will hide it or, they'll talk about their kid the second date, and it's just like a surprise. Like, oh, by the way, I have a kid, and
right.
you didn't tell me. So
yeah, I think that's like I think in that like point, I think it's really important to know. Mm-hmm. And so like I appreciate that, but I'm also gonna make like my own judgment call on it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I get you. Okay, so Emma, what's our fact? Hey guys, I just want to talk about an app called Bopsy. It's spelled BOPSEE.com, and it's available in the iOS and Android store. And Bopsy allows you to meet up to 6 people in one session. It's video speed dating. It's fantastic. And all you have to do is you sign up through Facebook, and then you edit your settings, your own information, and then your preferences, which are what you're looking for in a mate. And you sign up for a session, so if you're free tonight at 8 p.m., you sign up for that. And before the session, you jump in the waiting room. There'll be a link that says join here inside the app. And when 8 o'clock rolls around, you meet your 6 people. And each session or each date is about 8 minutes. And if you like them, you click on see. If you don't, you click on bop. And there it is. It's Bopsy. It's different. It's video. It's different than everything else. So try it out. Bopsy, BOPSEE.com.
I like this app because I think it just shows like where our generation is. I don't know if you are. Are you a millennial?
Oh, my gosh. Should we not even talk about this? I'm an Xer. So it's good.
Okay.
It's good that there's a millennial and yeah. there's an X. So, but just to let everyone know. Okay, so this is called DMR. 48 impressive Tinder stats, and it says here last checked in 2018, and so it's just a lot of facts about dating, about Tinder. It's just super interesting, and it looks like it was done by a guy named I don't know Craig Smith, but yeah. So go ahead, Emma. What do we have for today?
So my impressive Tinder stat is that the percentage of Tinder users that are millennials are 79%.
Oh, that makes total sense.
Right.
Right.
And then there's me, who's like, no, thank you.
Oh, you're the oddball. You're the black sheep of the whole.
I'm the one that will do it whenever I'm like, okay, I have to be active in my dating life. And uh-huh. how else do I become active in my dating life? And apps. And then mm-hmm. I get bored of it, and I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah, so say that one more time. What was the stat?
The percentage of Tinder users that are millennials is 79%.
79%.
Yeah, that's a really high percentage.
Yeah, because the rest are Xers or above.
Mm-hmm.
I think millennials. I don't know if you agree with this, but it's about like. They're visual, mm-hmm. obviously, but they want quick results.
Oh yeah, I feel we're very much we're not patient.
Not patient. No. Always multitasking. I feel like always on your phone.
Yep.
It's a different generation. The Xers, we grew up with no cell phone.
I grew up with no cell phone.
Oh.
But I'm still, because I'm 87, so I'm still a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, you're like the top.
I'm like, even my sister grew up without a cell phone, and mm-hmm. she's 89, so we're like right on the cusp of it.
Okay. And I was dating in my 20s, but there was no you know, Bumble or Tinder, but you know, there's been apps for a long time.
Well, eHarmony has been around for a very long time, right?
Yeah, eHarmony.
And Match?
Match, Zoosk, so many other apps.
Right.
But I think apps, there was a stigma, right?
Right.
There was a stigma of you're desperate, or there's a stigma of I'm going to meet a crazy person. But there's still a stigma about
that. Oh, yeah. I'm one of those that believes in the stigma sometimes.
Yeah. but you shouldn't, because I was reading some other stat the other day, but it's really a low percentage of people that are.
I know.
Yeah.
But I think that for me is more like I wanna believe that I can still meet that person and like face to face, like one on one, and have like that meet cue and mm-hmm. you know, like that kind of like interaction in person mm-hmm. versus being on my phone and texting like, hey, how are you doing? What's going on?
Yeah.
Which annoys me, because I'm gonna just say it real quick, but I'm a millennial that prefers to talk on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Texting is great, but sometimes I'm like, this is better in a phone conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree too. Because it takes a lot of time to text, right? Whereas, let's say you text for like 3 or 4 days. If you have a conversation on the phone for 20 minutes, you've knocked out all of that texting.
Exactly.
Right? So when I meet people on Tinder, I feel like they're surprised, because I do like to talk on the phone too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're surprised, like, oh, you called me. That's different. You know, I think most people, I don't know if this is your experience, but most people just meet without even talking on the phone.
Yeah.
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 But that can go both ways, because I was told by somebody, a female, in fact, that if you don't have a nice voice, I will not date you. So, have you heard that before?
No.
Oh, well, I've heard that before. So I don't know. Maybe she was she's an audio type person, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have a sense that's stronger than the others, right. And maybe that's hers.
Hers is good for some auditory reason.
Yeah. So I don't know, but millennials do. I feel like I'm talking, like, I feel like I'm lecturing millennials, but are always on the phone. But yeah, I mean, it's today's generation.
It is today's generation.
And you can't get away from that. And Tinder is definitely the instant gratification.
For sure.
Yeah. That people are looking for. It's you can meet somebody right away within, you know, a day if you want to.
Yeah. I think the quickest that I ever met someone of an app was like 3 days.
Okay.
And I was like, whoa, this feels
rushed,
real fast.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I like being courted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Everyone likes that romance.
Exactly.
Like, they want that. Who's a sexy guy? I like, who's 007? Who is he?
What? Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
No, it's not.
That's not.
I'm
it's
sorry,
the other
Daniel
guy.
Craig. Oops,
Daniel
I'm
Craig.
Sorry.
Yeah, or someone just to sweep them off their feet. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, as a guy, like, do you enjoy also being courted? Because I think that like guys do court women, and I feel like women, we court guys, and are like in a way, I think that we do court you guys.
Yeah, I think it depends on the personality.
Okay.
Because I think most of us like to court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where, I don't know. I think it goes both ways, because some men like the attention and like to be chased, and some like to chase. I like to chase.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And women too. Right.
Well, I think courting can look very different.
Like weak, needy.
No. Oh. I think that like courting, what I'm hearing from you is that you're kind of thinking of courting as like a pursuer.
Yes.
like reactor or.
So you're talking about like wining and dining, like the.
Yeah, no, I'm like when I think courting, I'm thinking about like the compliment aspect, because I think that women can also court men.
Yeah.
While they're like getting to know each other, so it like just
if for example
flirting. Yeah.
Okay.
So just like maybe like me saying like, hey, you know, I'm so happy that you texted me. I think for me, like that's a way of how I court a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like giving them compliments about mm-hmm. like, thank you so much for like paying attention to me today.
Uh-huh,
like
yeah.
I really do appreciate whenever you pay attention to me, or I'm so happy that you responded to my text.
Uh-huh.
And like me courting a guy that way, because I feel like, I don't know, maybe like the old lady in me comes out sometimes, but I do feel like the guys have the pressure and feel the need that they have to kind of do everything. And sometimes I'm like, no, can I like buy you flowers or get you wine or like
yeah.
pay attention to you instead?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I think, you know, I think we're going to beat this dead horse, but it goes back to love language again. Love
right.
languages again.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, because... As a man, I'm more of a phone type guy. So if you're always texting me, sometimes I'm like, I'll text back initially, but then I'll kind of wean off because, you know, I'd rather call you, you know, at the end of my day for like 10 minutes
right.
and just kind of talk about what happened, you know, and try to just talk about that and be done with it.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes when I'm at work, I can't, you know, I can't always
right.
respond. Yeah. And that's one thing too. I mean, we can go an hour or 5 hours on texting, like texting etiquette. Not just texting on a phone, but texting on, you know, Tinder and Bumble and
right.
and Match. But speaking of that, I think our time is up for today. It went pretty fast for me. Emma, anything you want to plug? Anything?
Nope.
No? Okay. She wants to plug that she's a millennial.
I am a millennial that is single.
That's single. And
but not on dating apps.
Not on... Oh, my gosh. You are the other percentage. Okay. So, thanks for listening. You can reach me if you want to send us some hints or some topics you want us to talk about. I'm on Instagram at Zorixia or Tinder at the same Zorixia. So... All right. Anything? Any last words, Emma? No?
Bye, everyone.
All right. Bye.